Well, well, well. It is June the 7th, 2020. Wow, what a time we have had. What a time we've had. Yes, I started my morning off just right. Exercising my blood circulating. I got to percolating in him. Yes, I want to let you know this is Terry McKeithen, Lady T here at the table on Anchor FM. Also, you can hear me on Spotify. You can also hear me on Google. And they have several other different broadcasting that you can hear me on. So I would like to say that you also can come in and be a podcaster. Also, you can start your own podcast and do it for fun. You can also get paid. I would like to say that it is something that I have come to really enjoy doing. And I do want to invite you to come and be a podcast listener as well as be doing. Yes, once again, I said you can get paid for it. But anyway, I do want to say it is Sunday evening here in the big town of North Carolina, the big state of North Carolina. Yes, 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 yes. We are in North Carolina. I'm doing a podcast today. I do invite each and every one of you listeners to come in. I do want to say you're always welcome here at the Soul Cafe. Yes, I'm Lady T here at the table. I want to say that I have enjoyed this day that the Lord has made. I want to say that I have been rejoicing in it. And I've been able to dance all I wanted to today. I tell you, the Lord was really moving in me today. He just came and did a visitation. I thank God for the message that has gone forth. I thank God that I have been just able to stay before Him and be in His presence. It's such a good thing to be in the presence of the Lord. And once we're in the presence of the Lord, everything else has to go. It has to go back to where it came from. Depression has to leave. The disencouragement has to go. Heartache, it has to go. That pain, it has to go to back to the pits of hell where it come from. And I decree and declare a thing today that we should never be broke another day in our life. I know that God he's been the potter and we've been the clay. He wants to put us back together when we are broken. He specializes in broken hearts. He is a great physician. He is a surgeon. He is a great lawyer. He is a great lawyer. He is about justice. He knows how to set the law straight. And He gives us the Ten Commandments that we shall obey. So today I'm praying and believing God that we shall obey all the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. You know, I'm just thanking God for all that He's doing here in our lives. And I thank God that we are maturing in Him, that He's doing a work, and that we're going to trust Him. I'm believing God to do some things in my life and in my family's life, and I know that He's going to do it, and I count on it. So I just want to say I thank Him today, you all that's listening here on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen here at Anchor FM to Terry McKeithen here at the table. I'm Lady T at the table. So I do want to say that as you come into my cafe, I just want to read a little bit something today. And it's coming out of 2 Chronicles. And it's the 7th chapter. And I begin to ponder over these scriptures that God had given me. And it says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house. And all the king of Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord in his own house. He prospered effectively. I want you to put your name right there. And it says, in his own house, I want you to put your name where it says, he prospered, affected. You know your name. You call your name there. You want to be the one that's being prosperous and affected. I call my name today, Terry. I want to be prosperous and affected. I want to make the Lord a house. And I want to have a heart to make in the house of the Lord in his own house and be prosperous and affected. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard that prayer of choosing this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. How many of you want to invite God in your house today? How many of you would just love if he came by and want to spend time in your house and bless your house today? Oh, that right there, some of y'all should be tearing the house up right about now. Some of y'all, God couldn't even get to your house. It'd be so nasty and dirty. If you're that person, you're that one, then you need to start checking things. You need to ask God to help you get your house in order. I'm talking about as well as your natural house, as well as your spiritual house, because some things are out of order. And you got to learn how to be a good property owner, or what manages stuff well. Just can't take it for granted, because he knows your heart. God knows. He knows it's not about the thing, but it's about how you worship him, how you come before him, how you present yourself a living sacrifice unto him. Amen. Okay, he wants us to know that he wanted the house where he could sacrifice. He said, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. But he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. I want to stop right there. He said, I will hear from heaven and forgive their land and will heal. He said, I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes should be open, my eyes attentive to the prayer that is made into this place. For now I have chosen and sacrificed this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there, perfected there. Now that's what we want. God wants me to keep my eyes. He said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sacrificed this house that my name be there forever. I want God's name to be in my house, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perfectly. As for me, thou wilt walk before me as David, thy father, walked, and do according to all that I commanded thee, and thou shalt observe my statutes. Now what's so hard about doing as his servant David done? Yes, David messed up, but David came back and got it right. Now we mess up, we can come back and get it right. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and commandments, which I have set before you, and should go and worship other gods and worship them, and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots of my land, which I have given thee in the house, which I have sacrificed for my name, and will I cast out of my sight, and make it by proverb and by word among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by, so that he should say, what has the Lord done that unto this land, unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsake the Lord God of their father, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore has he brought all the evil upon them. And God said, when you turn away from him, he will cause you. People to pass by and say, what? Look what the Lord has done. The Lord that God, they took and brought forth out of the land in Egypt and laid hands on other gods and worshiped them. What is your God that you're worshiping and serving? Therefore has he brought all the evil upon them. Why do you think people are going through? Because they go and worship other gods. They begin to walk away from God. Whether it's a Saturday church, Sunday church, every day we should have church with God. We are to be the church. We're not just trying to wait for the church doors open, but we are to act and be accordingly. As a church, we are to do the work as our Father who sent us. Because when he said no man can work at night, work while it's day, he said, go pay that, he's going to reward us. We shall wear a crown. We're going to put on this long white robe. It's going to have on there righteousness. So I encourage you all, as you stop in here at the Soul Fat Cafe today, that you come in and that you will enjoy a little snack with me this evening. It's late in the evening. It is now 8:17. So as you know, my husband, he is here with me. He's in the background. He's having his little snack. And I'm just delighted, because it is just a delight to know the Lord. He said, we'll delight ourselves in him. He will give us the desires of our heart. My heart tonight, I ask him to continue to fix my heart. To know you. That's the worst thing I would hate to stand before God. And he said, I don't know you, Terry. But yes, God knows my name. He knows who I am, a.k.a. Lady T. Here at the table. Here on Anchor FM. Come join me. I'm using on throughout the evenings. I'm coming in the mornings. I'm trying to be productive here on Anchor FM as much as possible. And as I say, you can also join me in conversation, leave me a message. I would like to say that you can get paid to do this. And I'll tell you, I think you would enjoy doing it. So come on in and sit a while. And as I'm going to start here, I'm going to start bringing you music coming soon. Bring you some music from my jazz cafe. I have a list of good old songs that will and lift your spiritual man up as well. So come back and join me. Thank you all, you podcast listeners out there. Thank you for joining and coming in to the Soul Cafe here at here with Lady T here at the table.